I survived a 2-week road trip.
And I survived a zoo trip in a literal heat wave.
Grab a moose drool, crack open a home brew, and let's talk about Doomsday Trailer and the Clydesdales on Main Street.
This is Stuck in Beta.
Woohoo!
Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. It's been a while, and I am having trouble figuring out how we used to do this. And it's only been, what, a month?
I think it's been a month, yeah. So let's go back to the last one. It's been more, I guess. The 18th of June to the 24th of July. So yeah, maybe 5 or 6 weeks.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
So I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh. Hey. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. If you're here for the first time, if you have been here a while, you probably
you already know that
a family member or something
and you've already stopped watching because you don't really pay much attention to what we're doing.
Yep, there you go. Thanks everyone.
Hey, you feel like having a beer?
I do, man. It's a good day for a beer.
Yeah, let's kick things off with a beer. So I was in part of the reason we had the hiatus here was because I took a long road trip, which, you know, I'll give a little bit more information about here in a minute, but I picked this one up, and I have had it in the past, but I don't think you have, and I know we certainly haven't done it on the channel, and I checked, and it's not available in Missouri.
It sounds very familiar. Did it used to be?
I don't know.
What happened to my voice there?
I don't know. But this one is from Big Sky Brewing Company out of Montana. It is called Moose Drool. It is a brown ale, and it is 5%.
Yeah, looks like Missoula, Montana.
And well, that's interesting because that's actually two different cities, Missoula and Big Sky. But maybe they have a couple different breweries. I didn't look into it.
I just looked on the can there. So honestly.
Look at this. I'm pouring like you normally do.
Look at that. I didn't do too bad.
You did all right. Oh, my gosh. I have like 4 inches of head here.
We make water fun. Is that like the whole thing? They're like a float trip type
beer
or hanging out on the water?
I was going to look that up.
There's my alarm to say the radon is at an excellent level of too high.
We're going to talk more about that as well on this show.
Stay tuned.
So on the AI overview, it says it's 5.3% ABV. So we already have something incorrect.
There's some discrepancies. AI, come on, get it together.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's a brown. 5%.
So
I've had it before.
The aroma is a little acidic.
Yeah, I agree.
Kind of battery-like.
Yeah, that's harsh, but
electrical fire. No, not that bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
It has like a little tingliness to it, like a little...
Like a battery?
So here's the thing about it. I've had it in the past a couple of different times, and I picked it up this time on the trip, and I remember in the past, I was like, oh, this is really, really good. Lori and I had it. We'd actually bought it in, we bought a 16-ounce, I believe, each, mm-hmm. in Glacier National Park. When we were hiking one day, like after a hike in one of their, little stores that they have there in the park. And we're like, this is really good. We really like this. And then I bought this 6-pack and I'm like, I don't know if it doesn't taste like I remember. I don't know if it's.
One of the best brown ales ever is in this city.
Yeah.
Civil Light Brown Ale.
Yeah.
And this does not have that same flavor. If you're putting that up at the top, you would think that it would somewhat taste like that. And it's got a few of the notes, but it doesn't have the sweetness.
Just going to say the exact same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like more of a bitterness than it is the sweetness.
I would say, you know how, I mean, brown, I guess, could be anything. I don't know if there's any specific thing, but you take like different, Piney River makes their walnut ale, and that seems a little sweeter too. And I don't know if it's because of the walnuts in there or what, but
That's a good question. I don't know what they use for the actual brown.
Well, I would,
if it's just the malt,
yeah,
or if there is any kind of nuts in there. It doesn't have that nuttiness aroma or flavor.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's on the upper echelon.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It's interesting that you picked up on that so quickly. It's like we've really kind of, I think, gotten more similar in how we review or rate or remember beers, and I'm with you on that as well, where it's like, man, Lori and I really liked it last year when we were there, and I don't know if it's because we just got done with a hike and we're like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. We're in the middle of a beautiful area and we're having this beer, but it's just like everything came together and it was just an awesome memory. And then I bought it as a six pack and I'm like, huh.
Did you have it in a can, a bottle, or
was a can,
a draft?
But it was a 16-ounce can, yeah.
Hmm. I mean, we've had before beers that we've gotten and just it was a bad batch or something. Yeah. I think it was Blue Pants Stout or something.
Oh, yeah.
They even wrote us back.
Yeah. I don't think this is nearly like as bad as that.
No.
I don't think it's a matter of this was
that
a bad batch.
That tasted infected.
Yeah. I think it was, for me, it was, sometimes it's the atmosphere that can really make.
Did you say atmosphere?
Atmosphere, yeah. So, I don't know. Not bad, but not as, like you said, it's not as high quality as the Civil Life Brown.
If you were on a hike, it wasn't, ball ass hot. If it was, the leafy smell
you're painting a picture here. Yes,
I'm painting fall is what I'm. Yeah, in the mountains, and
that's what it was for us. It was late September. The leaves were already changing.
Well, there you
color.
Go.
There was a nip in the air. It wasn't like cold or anything, but it was cool enough that if you're in the shade, you were like, "Ooh, it's a little chilly."
That changes everything, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, imagine you've had several Budweisers or whatever.
Yeah.
They taste so much better at a ball game than do at a trivia night, you know?
Yeah. if you're just going to grab one out of your fridge and have it on a Tuesday night, it's like,
So there you go. Atmosphere.
Yeah. Atmosphere.
Atmosphere. Did we make something up?
We may have. I don't know. Yeah. Copyright that.
Yeah. While we're on this, well, let's rate this first. What's your, as far as browns go?
I'm not going to be that harsh or critical on it. I still think it's a good beer. I would give it a B overall.
Maybe B minus.
That's fair.
But speaking of beer, I brought up Budweiser.
Yeah?
Yesterday, the Clydesdales were in town.
Oh, I missed it. I thought it was today for some reason.
No, oh my gosh. So I had to take the kids up to the library, and because Molly had a book on hold or whatever. So I went up there, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, why are there all these people here? I go, oh yeah. Mm. And I'm like, it was like 4:30 at that time, and it came, supposed to come at 6. I'm like, well, we're not going anywhere. We're staying up here. So we hung out at the library for a minute, and we walked down to Main Street and set a spot, just sat on the curb or whatever, but
yeah,
it was really neat seeing them, because every like bar they come, like Petit Paris, they came out, they had a big case of Budweiser, and the guy on top would come down and deliver it to that bar or whatever.
Then
the Brick,
yeah,
I didn't
oh,
see.
That's cool.
I was right next to the Brick, so that's what I saw.
Okay.
I'm sure they did that to the pizza place and Main and Mill and all that too. Hmm. But it was pretty neat seeing them. They had the Dalmatian in the car.
Yeah.
The one thing, and I'm going to have to say this about my fellow Festonians, get out of the road. You're scaring the damn horses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's weird. Like, stand aside. Get a... Oh, there were people just standing right up. Like, the people were like, you know, they're... What do they call them? Trainers? Not trainers. But I guess people who worked for Budweiser were like, come on, move out of the way.
Yeah, like...
Getting too close or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I saw like a person go up right in front with their baby. like, okay, yeah, it's a cute picture, but you know you can go up to and get an actual picture with the Clydesdale and not. So, one hand, I was very, it was really neat. I've got lots of pictures I can show you, but it was really short. I mean, that's essentially the trucks came by. That carry all the Clydesdales, big, huge, three. I guess there's two per semi truck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled up to the end of Main Street, so when the horses got to the end, they could just load up and leave. So, but you saw them go by, and then a little bit later, the horses came, and that was the end.
Was it just four Clydesdales then?
Yeah.
And I knew that they were coming because, so this weekend is the Jefferson County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so I live the next town over in Hillsboro where the county seat is and the fairgrounds. And I guess it was yesterday morning or the morning before that, I saw the trucks up there parked. So I think they're going to be at the fair. Maybe they were there yesterday. Or maybe they're going to be there part of this weekend.
The stables up there, too. So but they have a place to go.
I saw the big semis up there whenever I was out for a walk. But, yeah, we were looking into going to the fair this weekend. And, I don't know, it's really expensive. Yeah, I think it's $23 per person just to get in. And then, I mean, if you wanted to ride rides, that's extra. If you wanted to see a concert, because they have several country music stars.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're stars, but they have several concerts going on that you got to pay extra for those as well. But I don't know. The fair is always a kind of one of those things where it sounds like a good idea to go, but don't want to like totally trash on not only Festonians, but Jefferson Countyans. But sometimes, man, those things can get pretty rowdy and out of control. Not out of control so much, but just people get a little rowdy at those things.
They have a little too much there to drink.
Remember back in the day, we used to go to some of these festivals and carnivals and things like that, and you'd see the groups of people who'd have their beer cups stacked multiples high.
They have, like, you know, 12 high.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, my gosh, how many are you drinking?
And... Yeah, and they're probably like a good...
Chris Jansen. That's the big. I don't know who him.
It is. Yeah, apparently he's from Missouri though. Lori looked him up earlier.
I don't know. Well, nice.
But also speaking of beer, I was gonna tell you we haven't done any brewing in a long time.
Oh man, and man, I found. Well, go ahead.
My brother-in-law. This was, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks ago, right around the start of the World Cup. He's a big soccer fan, and he was ordering something, and somehow he got a offer to buy these brewing kits for, like, all he had to pay for was shipping. And he doesn't really drink, and he's like, I'm not interested in brewing these. So he brought them to me, and they're these big boxes they're from the company called Pinter, Pinter. And I have two different styles of beer that I guess we can give them a shot. The way that they are made is that it's like a one-step brewing process. You put it all into this little keg. You remember the old
Mr. Beer.
Yeah, Mr. Beer. It's kind of like that, but I think it's...
You tap it out of that too?
Yeah.
Huh.
Everything is done from this little keg. And
they have Lagunitas. They have actual...
supposedly they do. I'm really interested to give it a try. See, it's like the extract that pours in there.
Oh, that's how we started. Yeah. Doing the malt extract and that. It makes it easier.
Yeah.
There's a lot to it if you...
But I mean, look at the process here. Three steps. Make, mix your brewing ingredients in water. Leave it to brew for 4 to 7 days. Chill it. Refrigerate for 3 days, 3 or more days, naturally carbonating and developing the beer. And then you enjoy. Which sounds
that seems
too
very
simple.
Very fast for...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess be no different than kegging because you got the... You skip the bottling process.
Yeah.
Which that takes the longest, the carbonate in the bottle.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So we can give it a try. And if it's any good, I mean, I think they sell the kits like pretty inexpensively. They may be like $20 or something. I don't know. I don't see an option.
So you got the whole kit. Does it come with different styles of beer?
Two. I have one that I think is like an IPA and another one that's a Pilsner.
Oh, okay.
So we should give it a shot and
yeah.
See how they turn out.
Definitely. I want to brew another beer. It's more of, I guess we don't drink as much. Like with 5 gallons of beer is a lot.
Oh yeah. And this is only like 2 gallons, I think, or
it looks, something yeah. Like that.
But having it available to just tap out of that, and if it really looks that good, like the quality in these pictures, looks amazing. We'll see. I don't know.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. That's Pinter. And when I looked him up after he gave it to me, you can even see right here, it's like it's kind of like a startup, I think, and they're really trying to get out there. So they're just essentially giving these things away, the actual
I guess keg. Once you have that, once you're hooked, then they figure, okay, then people buy the
right
the kits, the or not the kit, what do you, the refills or whatever you call
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
The beer making part of it.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going for.
Get you hooked.
Yep. Drug dealers. First one's free.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, I part of our hiatus was due to my road trip. I left on the 4th of July and had kind of a 3-part trip. I went to Colorado, went to a little conference for Money Nerds and hung
Money
out
Nerds.
For a couple days there. And then I traveled, and so that was in a group setting. And then I traveled to Wyoming. I drove the whole way myself and went up to Wyoming and stayed in a couple of small towns like in the mountains or kind of near the mountains.
Yeah.
And did some hiking and biking and things like that. And then I drove even further north and went to Montana. Visited my son Caleb. He's working up there for the summer as a raft guide right outside of Glacier National Park.
Did you get on one of his tours?
I did twice, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did whitewater rafting on one day, and that was really fun. It was really cool, and he's like an awesome guide, and he was so pumped and into it.
Yeah.
So it was a family with me. His girlfriend Hannah was also on the raft that day. And then this family of like mom, dad, little boy, little girl, mm-hmm. grandma, grandpa. And Caleb was just awesome. He was so like excited and pumped, and he made it really fun.
That's cool.
And that was an awesome experience. It was a couple of hours. And then the next day they had an opening for what they call it a scenic float, where it was a little bit further down the river, no rapids, just like a little bit of choppiness here and there. But mostly it was just to look at the mountains and that kind of thing. That one was not nearly as exciting as the whitewater.
Was it still him guiding?
It was still him yeah. as the guide, but that was the first one he'd ever done. He'd done the whitewater guide quite a bit, so he was pretty polished. But also, on whitewater rafting, everyone has a paddle, and you have to follow the guidance, the directions of the guide.
Mm-hmm.
But on the scenic one, it was only he has the paddles, and it's like the oars, so it's like, you know, I mean, there's... You're kind of like letting the river do its thing, and then, you know, he's just doing a little bit of steering and stuff here and there. It was still fun, but
I mean,
completely different experience.
Yeah, I could see that. It's not as fast paced. You don't have, I mean, you almost at that point you almost need to have some stories in the bank to tell.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, this one day I was up here doing this.
And, yeah.
You know, I saw a bear over there. You know, or I don't know.
He was doing a little bit of that, but he was relying on a lot of his whitewater stories.
Right.
Which, you know, different scenario. But And that's what was interesting on the White Water is he'd done it enough where he was able to like recall a lot of those things, like the highlights of different trips and tell those stories. And but it was pretty fun. The I think there was like 6 or 8 different rapids that we would go through that were pretty extreme, and they all had names and stuff for them. You know, like there was one called Jaws, one called Can Opener. You know, just a variety of different names for the rapids. But that was a lot of fun. Did some bike riding with him up there as well. We did some hiking and spent some time in the park, in Glacier National Park, and then outside of it, and had some huckleberry pie a couple different times.
Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like huckleberry a lot.
I don't know if I've ever had huckleberry pie.
Yeah, it's good. It's a lot like blueberry, but to me it's just a little bit sweeter, and depending on where you get it, it's typically thicker, kind of like cherry, you know, like cherry pie has the, this, what is it, the sauce or whatever?
Yeah,
it
kind of gels.
Gel, a little bit. Yeah. It's thicker like that as opposed to, you know, like on the, some places I've had it has been on a little bit on the runny side, which I don't like as much. I like it when it's thick and more like a jelly.
Well, I guess I'll have to, it's not something I see around here very often. So
it's out west.
Yeah. And well, maybe that's probably why I never go out west.
Yeah, you need to. It's beautiful country out there.
Go the other way. I went to Colorado with you
yeah.
We didn't go for any huckleberry pies.
No. And Wyoming is a very beautiful state. It's funny, I'd never been to Wyoming. I knew almost nothing about it. It's the least populated state including Alaska, as far as like people per capita or whatever, that, you know, like acreage, I guess.
Right.
So all the towns are very small, but they're pretty cool. Like I would say they're very similar to what you have here in Festus, where it's like has just enough of everything, but it's still got that small town feel.
Mm-hmm.
But beautiful mountains in the background, and it's still like snow capped this time of year, and you know, the rivers everywhere with the snow melt that's coming down still here in, you know, middle of July. But I thought it was beautiful out there. It's funny because I saw this video that was, I guess, suggested to me on YouTube right before I went, where this guy was saying, do you really want to come to Wyoming? And the whole video was like, it's boring here, it's cold here, it's everything is brown because it never rained. And I only watched like half of it, so I don't know how it ended. Maybe he was like, just kidding, it's amazing here, but we don't want people to come, or something like that. I don't know. But
so you just skipped the video?
I didn't watch the end of it because I'm like, this, why is this guy hating on Wyoming? I wanted to experience it for myself. And I mean, at least the part that I was in, I was on the west side of the state, which is closer to the Rocky Mountains. And
yeah,
I wasn't on the eastern side, which is more probably like flatlands and prairie that's similar to Kansas. Nebraska. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great trip.
That's awesome. Awesome. So what else do we have?
You went to the zoo, apparently.
I really haven't. We haven't went on any trips, except we went a trip to the zoo. And it was probably about 96, felt like 109 outside. Perfect day. Let's load up and go to the zoo.
Yeah.
We have a membership, so I hadn't been there in probably a year, and we go there pretty often because we get the membership. Peter loves the animal. Well, they both love them.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't much to say about it.
Great story.
All you'd say is it probably wasn't the best day to go. Don't go. And here's the thing too. We're like, okay, it's a Sunday. It's extremely hot. There probably won't be that many people there. There was still so many people there. And I don't know why. But the Penguin House is always fun.
It smells terrible, though.
Oh, when it's that hot, you go in, you don't even notice the smell. The smell just, you don't notice. You're like, this is perfect.
A couple of years ago, Lori and I had a we called it plain hooky. We took a quote unquote sick day, both of us from work, and it was during the week. I don't remember if it was I don't think it was a Monday. I want to say it was like a Tuesday, and it was hot as hell. Like you're explaining. Yeah. We decided to go to the zoo. We went and had breakfast somewhere first, and we went to the zoo, and there was hardly anybody there. We're like, the animals are going to be just, like, sleeping everywhere. They were so active everywhere. Tigers were up, like, playing around, and, like, the cubs were smacking each other around, and the mom would, like, tell them to knock it off. Yeah. And I remember the elephants were, like, running around like I've never seen before.
One thing about the elephants, I've never seen this. One was literally in the water, like kept like it was essentially swimming in there. I've never seen them out of there. They're usually just standing around or walking around on the. But yeah, he was in there and shoot like kept putting his head under and stuff. Yeah. And that's I'd never see that with the elephants, and they like at this one point. So there's a new baby elephant up there. Mm-hmm. He didn't come out, but we were talking to one of the zookeepers there. We saw this big, huge elephant. We're like, "Oh, what's that one's name?" And she's like, "That's Raja." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that!" It's like I remember when that elephant was born. It was such a big deal.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yeah, probably won't be here for much longer because two males don't really." Get along very well, so they may move him to somewhere else to make some more elephant babies. I don't know.
I wonder if they'll put him in, or him or any of the elephants in the new safari that's going to be in North County. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh no.
Oh really? I don't know about that. So the St. Louis Zoo has created this. They bought all this land in North County, and it's going to be.
I know you're talking. It's the old pipe fitters. Like they're, I don't know. You know how they have like lake places for unions and stuff.
Yeah. Oh shoot!
I used to go there with my grandpa. I remember them buying that area.
Wildcare Park is maybe what they're calling it. Yeah, it's going to be a drive-through kind of exhibit type thing. I know it's getting close to completion, but it's going to be a really beautiful space once it's. Done, and I know they're supposed to have giraffes and all of that kind of stuff that's just like right out there in the open. They're gonna live there.
Oh, kind of like a big savanna or something where you have all the. I mean, they probably wouldn't put the lions in there with them. But.
No, yeah, but yeah, and then there's gonna be the observation tower in the middle there, and then there's venue space or event space where you could I think get married there and you know all that kind of stuff. Rent it out. But you gotta drive through it, and I mean, maybe they will look. They're supposed to have rhinos there. They're
pretty close to the car there.
No, this is
reach out and pet them.
Oh, that's definitely scary. There, those things are mean.
I do not see them being that active.
I don't either.
They have like about 12 rhinos right next to this car.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. Oh yeah, okay. That building. That I just saw that one.
Yeah, it looks like the Science Center, doesn't it?
Yeah, that. If this is the old pipe fitter, that was a building.
Oh, okay. I believe that is where it is. I think you're right. It's in North County somewhere. 425 acres. It's scheduled to open in 2027.
Old Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Complex in Spanish Lake is being transformed into Wildcare Park. Yep.
Yeah. So that is going to be cool.
Yeah. Sounds awesome. I don't know anything about it, but you know.
Yeah, especially being a member.
Yeah, that's how I do things. what did you do anything for? I mean, you were out. You didn't do any
blown up
crap. You know,
it was the weirdest 4th of July for me almost ever because I left on the 4th of July and drove to some random town in western Kansas and spent the night and then finished the rest of the next like 3-hour drive to Colorado the next day. So I was by myself. I walked around this little town, saw the sunset and saw some fireworks in the distance.
Wow, that is weird, you know?
I didn't do anything.
Man.
I was all alone.
All by myself.
Yeah.
Well, we just hung out in the neighborhood, you know, blew some stuff up and drank some beers, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't go crazy. We did used to have, you know, the subdivision would have get together, block party type thing. Mm. No one kind of wanted to do that. Like, we'd put in the Facebook group, or is anyone doing that? Oh, I'm down for it. Yeah, me too. But no one would, like, organize anything. Well, so
sounds like you had a missed opportunity for yourself there.
I really didn't want to do that. That doesn't sound fun. Organization is not my thing.
Yeah. But you're already looking forward to the next holiday, aren't you?
I am.
The big one.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Because right around the July corner. 5th starts the big Halloween season.
That's so crazy to me. I was in Lowe's the other day and saw all the stuff.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? I haven't been to Lowe's to see it, but I'll have to go.
Yeah. Those big, like, 30-foot tall.
Yeah, they're there
skeletons
already.
Skeletons or whatever, yeah.
See, I'm a Home Depot guy, so I don't never see Lowe's that much. Mm. I know we were at Kohl's, was it last weekend? And I kept, like, Molly's like, I'm going to look at these clothes. You go look at what you want. And I'm looking at all the, I'm like, look at this. There's Halloween stuff here. You know, I kept sending her pictures of crap that I was seeing. It was mostly Disney Halloween stuff, so.
It's kind of funny when you think about it. Halloween is, it's on the verge of, you know, kind of in between fall and winter. It's right on the cusp there. I mean, not technically. I know, like, technically it's a ways away from December, but I mean, as far as, like, weather is concerned,
right?
Like, it's not unusual for almost all the leaves to be off the trees and for it to be potentially like 40 degrees for, you know, at trick-or-treating time, which
or is 80 degrees.
True. Yeah. But it's funny that we get started on it so early now that it's in smack dab in the middle of summer.
There's nothing else in between.
There's Labor Day, but I guess there's, and it's, I'm surprised that Labor Day isn't more commercialized than it is in some way. And I know there's not a ton that you can do for it, but just like Memorial Day, you know, Memorial Day is a big commercial.
And that's, I mean, Memorial Day, you're remembering all our troops and all that, mm-hmm. and everything. It's a pretty patriotic holiday. Labor Day, on the other hand, is...
It's just recognizing hardworking men and women.
Right. Right? Isn't that what it is?
That's what it is. So it's not as patriotic, I guess you
say. It's kind of like, why do we want to... We're throwing them a bone.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's still like Labor Day sales and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so it's the American labor movement and the contribution of workers.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we're honoring. It's still a national holiday that falls in between. Well, I guess Halloween's not a national holiday. What am I saying?
No.
Hmm. I don't know.
It's just a holiday.
It's funny how we get so pumped about Halloween. It's so far off still.
You know me. So you got a radon tester like me.
Yep.
I've been sitting around 5.5 to 6 on average. I talked to people up the street who had, I think, St. Louis STL radon do the remediation. So I'm probably gonna go and get that done. You, on the other hand, what do you got?
So it was interesting. Whenever we started talking about this, I was super nervous about it because I'm like, our bedroom is in the basement. It's a walkout basement and all that. Years ago, we finished our basement. Lori and I have been sleeping down there for like 15 years. We have another living room down there. We have our gym down there. We spend a lot of time down there. So I'm like, oh crap, I never knew this was a thing. We got to test it. We got the same tester that you do.
Right.
And when I first started running the test, the first couple of days, it was reading like 6 or 7. It was super high, just like yours is, which is like saying you need remediation. I let it go for, I was like, well, and they do recommend you let it test for at least 30 days.
Yeah, you need to get an average. Yeah.
Yeah. So ever since that first couple of days, it's been reading, well, it dropped down to 4 for a little while, and then now it's reading in the 1s. Hmm. And my overall for 32 days is the accumulated average is 1.8, which is
yeah, that's in regular, the safe zone.
Safe zone, yeah.
Under 2 is, what is it? 2 to 4 is, what does that say?
Enhanced ventilation.
Oh, open a window.
Yeah. And I haven't done anything different. I have moved it twice now. I've had it in our home gym initially for a couple of weeks. Then I moved it to our living room for a couple of weeks. And now I have it in our bedroom. And in our bedroom, it's actually reading the lowest.
Oh, that's good.
All the areas. So.
And I've just kept mine in here because this is essentially the living space. Mm-hmm. All that storage or whatever. So if it's reading high in here, it's reading higher out there. Because that is actually, that's near the, what is it? Yeah, the sump pump and all that. And I know a lot of it will come up from that.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking was the main culprit of it reading really high in our home gym was because there's a little closet in the corner where our sump pump is. So maybe it was drawing off that initially. Hmm. But yeah, everywhere else it's been low. But I kind of wonder your exterior wall over there. I mean, there's not like a ton of ventilation by any means, but I wonder if there could be just enough that it might actually not read higher or as high in that area.
It could be, yeah. Because this part should be mostly underground where we're at.
And your furnace is over there too, which is going to be doing some level of ventilation.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but it's still drawing in some.
Yep.
Or your AC.
Mm-hmm.
So you have any idea what that's going to cost?
I don't know. The people up the street, they go, we got it done in 2019, and it was around, I think it was around $900 at the time, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Could be double
now. I'm guessing around $1,500 or so.
Yeah.
So it should be an easy, they clamp it on a lid to the sump pump, and it gets right out there. So it should be in that far corner. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be a big deal. Well, except I have to probably take apart some of my shelving, but
yeah. I just remembered this other point. I got really nervous about it whenever you first brought it to my attention, and I started kind of going down the rabbit hole, and I watched this old episode of This Old House. It was probably at least 10 years old, if not older.
No, it wasn't Bob Vila era.
Okay. Not that old. But it had this this young guy who had inherited this house from his grandparents, and I think I'd have to go back. I don't remember exactly what happened to his grandparents. I don't know if they got sick or anything, but they said that the dog, the grandparents' dog, had gotten sick and died of some kind of cancer, and they
really?
Thought they were saying that animals are more susceptible to it. To radon poisoning than humans are because it stays down low. The gas stays down low.
I've heard that too. I kind of worry about our cat.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking about for you because you have two dogs and a cat.
Now, they're not down. The dogs aren't down here very often. The cat is way more. And we did kind of keep her down here at night. That was like, okay. You're yeah. done for the night. Oh, here she comes.
Yeah, there she is.
But lately, I've just left it open. Molly will every once in a while. She'll get annoyed with her and take her down here.
Close it.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I feel bad.
Your Cardinals aren't doing
so. Oh, man.
I'm gonna say your Cardinals. Cause
yeah, they're mine now. I'm responsible, everyone. I apologize. Yeah, here's the thing. They were doing so well.
Yeah.
And then before the All-Star break, they started getting again. Mm-hmm. And, like, just, like, what, the other day they had, like, 8-run lead. Yeah. It was 8-0. And then how do you lose that?
It's funny, too. You were probably referring to the games they were playing against the Angels.
Yeah.
I watched the highlights of those, and in both of those games, it was like, oh, the Angels have never done this before. Oh, the Angels haven't done this in franchise history.
Yeah,
oh,
I gotta love that.
They haven't done this in 100 and something games. Like,
over and over again. I'm like, oh my God, it sounds like they're playing the worst team in baseball.
Well, I was happy though. So Jordan Walker,
yeah,
home run, Derby winner.
I had no idea that was even occurring. I had almost no cell service or anything whenever I was on my trip.
Yeah, I didn't know either until my neighbor Bobby's like, hey, you watching this? Jordan Walker's actually in it.
Oh.
And I go, oh, yeah. And then I was out there with him. He had his TV on. And he's like, oh, my gosh, he made it to the next round. And then we started getting more into it.
And that's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was fun to watch. But, man, they need to turn it around because
they blew it again yesterday. They were up 6-2, I think, and blew it.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
You start to follow a team, and then they – don't want to play well anymore.
Damn. We'll see. I haven't paid attention to what their record is or where they currently are in the standings.
I mean, I think they're still slightly over 500, but not too far. Let's see. You know,
as of July 24th, they are currently in, oh my gosh, they have slipped to fourth place. They're 52-50, two games above 500. Man, I did not realize they had dropped. I was expecting third place.
Oh,
but
they're 12th out of first here.
Gosh, behind the Pirates. Ugh. That is bad.
Don't like it. Don't like it at all.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I've been keeping up with my running.
Oh, yeah?
And it's been kind of – it's definitely a habit now. Been keeping – a little over 2 miles, like just 2.1 or 2 mm-hmm. point something. But on Fridays, like today, running went, it's garbage day.
What's that mean?
So you have everyone has their trash cans out.
Oh,
the garbage man.
I thought it was like garbage run or
no,
something.
No, no, no.
Like, what
no.
is that?
Holy crap. People have stanky garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And when it's not even the truck because the truck is long gone. I'm just running past the open garbage containers, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
oh, you know,
yeah. It's like they just chopped up some meat and
oh, I know they left it in there in the sun.
Yeah,
oh, it's terrible.
So, have you thought about, or is there a fairly easy way to just bump it up to like 5K territory? What is that, 3.1 miles?
I could, but I don't know if I could do it in the morning.
Like time-wise or
just time-wise? Well, maybe that too. With the hills, it makes it harder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of peaking. What was I going to say?
Are you plateauing?
No, not quite yet because my time keeps going down.
Okay.
I'm at 8. My average is 8 minutes and 44 seconds a mile now.
Huh.
So, and like towards the beginning, it was, I mean, if I go back months, I'm sure it's like 11 minutes or something. So, been getting that down. So I'm happy about that. But
that's good.
Yeah, if I was gonna do a 5K, I'd probably go to the park or something and just run on flat, because I think I'd be able to do it without a lot of difficulty. Because once you add hills in there, it makes it, you know, it makes it more difficult.
Well, as we're winding down summer here, we probably should look into the fall and maybe in September or something, see if we can find a 5K to enter.
We'll be going at Disney in the middle of September, but sometime around that or even October.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Because right now, you probably don't want to do an August 5K.
No, not at all.
Unless you're lucky and have one of those rare occasions.
I don't even want to chance it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we're going to get to snack here in a minute, but I wanted to tell you about a couple of restaurants that are opening soon in Hillsboro. One I know you're familiar with is Le Chance Winery.
Yeah, yeah. It's going in the old...
the old Russell House.
Russell House.
They've been doing a ton of work on the outside. They started releasing some pictures of the inside. One thing I'm a little bit unsure of is what their beer selection is going to look like, because the Russell House
had a bar, and there was like they had tons of taps.
Yeah, they had a lot.
I don't see those in the bar anymore. The taps. So I'm not sure what they're gonna do. If they're gonna have.
Does LaChance make their own beer?
I don't think
as well?
So.
Okay.
I think they're just a winery. But they're doing a ton of work to the grounds there. They're supposed to open in August. And then the other spot that we just learned about the other day, Lori and I have been walking like in town on Main Street. There is this little, it basically looks like a little garage that has essentially sat vacant. We didn't know what the use of it was, but it's like on the grounds of where like the public works, like supply is, like, you know how public works will have like a little spot where they'll have, I don't know, like salt or cinders and stuff like that. So there's a little garage that's right next to it that several months ago it had a for sale sign on it, and then it got sold, and then people had been working on it for the last several months, and we were walking by and kind of looking in the windows, and it looks like it's going to be turned into something, and we're trying to figure out what it was. There was no information anywhere, and we happened to see this guy pull up the other day when we were on our walk, and I just said, hey, you have any idea what this is going to be? And he was a really nice guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is actually going to be a hot dog restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And we're like, really? That is so cool. And he was telling us a story about how the guy who is going to be running the hot dog restaurant actually used to work for the fire department. And the fire department started out in this little garage before they moved to their larger facility that's, you know, a couple blocks away. And the guy retired. He went on to some other district as a fireman, and then now he's coming back kind of in his retirement job. He's going to run this little restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, oh, this is like super exciting. You know, it's going to be something that's going to, they're talking about having it open in the evenings and things like that. So we're like, that's great. And so we said, you know, do you know what the name of it is? And he pauses for a second and he's like, yeah, I do. Hesitant to tell you guys what it's going to be. And we're like, oh, really? I didn't know if he was trying to keep it a secret or what.
Well, I think I see it now.
Do you? I don't think I could find it.
Oh.
But
Franco's hot dogs?
No. I don't know where that is. He told me. No, that's not it.
Okay.
He told me this guy's, I think his last name was Beezer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be called Beezer's Wieners.
Beezer's Wieners? Wow.
I have not found any information of it online, on social media, or anything like that yet. What? That's not Hillsboro, is it?
Oh, that's Oregon.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That'll get you every time.
Yeah.
Hillsboro, Oregon's a pretty big city.
Well, Franco's Hot Dogs is opening there in, in mid-July, so that's why that's kind of strange that there's a hot dog place coming.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, I hope that they do well. It's really cool to see some people doing some work in our little town of Hillsboro and starting some businesses, because unlike Festus out here, Hillsboro is pretty much a bedroom community. You know, you just it's got the county seat and all the lawyers and traffic law crap, but as far as stuff to do, there's not much.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Who's opening a hot dog in Hillsboro's former? No.
There's a lot of Hillsboroughs out there. Not
I guess
just
so. That's
I did find one that was like Hillsboro, Michigan, that was also opening a hot dog stand.
Man.
But I can't find one.
And there's
Hillsboro,
Wonder
Missouri.
Wieners. Why wouldn't you have a presence at least?
That's what Lori and I were talking about. Like, they need to get it out there and start teasing
get,
it a
get
little
some
bit.
Buzz. Let's get to a snack.
Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too, pistachio.
All right, today we have chips. Well, we've had those in the past.
All you guys do on that podcast is review chips.
Yep. Well, these are both ones that I had been wanting for a while because they're like a summer type. We've got lemonade.
Yeah.
And we've got sizzling summer burger.
These are from Utz.
From Utz. Now, I hear the kids upstairs yelling at each other.
I hear that as well.
Sorry.
Utz American Snack Brand, established now, in 1921.
Which of the two here would you like to try first? And I'm pouring us a little Disco Punch from Modern Brewery.
I am going to guess that Disco Punch is going to go... That looks good.
Look at that. Yeah, that's pretty. Like a...
I bet that's going to go a pair better with lemonade than with the...
with a burger?
Burger, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
I
have not had this. I've seen people drink this beer, though, because I know I recognize the color.
Probably should have reviewed it. Well, we can do a quick review of this, too.
All right. It smells salty to me.
It's a kettle sour, and I didn't look up anything else. Brewed with raspberries and blackberries from the Modern Brewery. Modern Brewery is a really good brewery.
Yeah.
It's modern.
It is. Ooh. Ooh, that is sour.
That's a little more sour.
Oh, that's definitely more sour than the ones we had at Main and Mill a couple weeks ago.
Now this, yeah, that's more of the old school make you pucker type sour.
Ooh,
not bad, but it's very sour raspberry and what was it, blackberry?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't taste. It's all raspberry to me, but it's fine.
Well, let's go with lemonade first.
Okay, we'll do lemonade. We'll start with a drink. They smell like potato chips.
Huh. Lemonade flavored chips. That is so strange to me.
They don't. To me, they just smell like a potato. So, if you're a it even has.
Oh yeah.
Tangy, sour, and sweet lemonade flavor.
Well, not bad.
It's interesting because it kind of reminds me of a salt and vinegar chip.
Yeah.
And I kind of like those.
Yeah, I do too.
This isn't as bad as I thought it would be.
It's subtle. It's not like overpowering. Like a hint. Yeah. Yeah. Not bad.
We start with a crisp Utz potato chip and season it with tangy, sour, and sweet lemonade flavor. Perfect summer experience that you're going to want to try. Well, some people want to try.
I don't think it's the type of chip where I would sit there and continuously eat them.
It's not a home run.
Yeah. It's not, it doesn't have that addictive appeal, like where you just would want to almost devour the whole bag. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, they didn't knock it out of the park here.
I don't know what you could do with lemonade though. I mean,
make it into a drink.
No, I'm just saying as far as a flavoring of a chip, I don't know that there's any way to improve that. I don't know why you would ever go with that choice. Like I'm kind of contradicting myself because I said they weren't too bad, but at the same time, it's like. I guess I was expecting it to be gross, and it wasn't gross, but it's not great.
Yeah. So there you go. There's.
But these were limited. Limited edition.
Limited edition. You got to get them, right?
They were only out for the summertime, right?
Yeah. Now these, get ready to fire up your taste buds. This chip brings you the flavors and fun of a sunny summer backyard cookout with bold burger flavor and a bit of sizzle. Utz sizzling summer burger flavored potato chips capture everything you crave about hot off the grill classic. No grill required. Like summer, these limited edition chips won't be around for long, so grab a bag. Oh, it's showing ketchup and mustard on the front.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will be included in the flavor we got. Oh yeah.
Oh. Now that's the kind of style.
These are Ripple.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite kind of potato chip.
Molly was getting mad at me because there were crumbs on her keyboard the other day. And sorry, Molly.
That's funny. All right. As far as aroma, you're already eating them. They smell like pickles to me.
Yeah. Man, I taste it all.
Pickle. Burger.
Burger.
Onion, maybe?
Yeah.
These aren't bad.
It is surprising to me how much flavor you got in here.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if I can taste the ketchup or mustard. Maybe mustard? I'm not sure about ketchup.
Definitely like a pickle, onion. It's almost like a White Castle burger. It's got, yeah, the components of a White Castle. Pickle, onion, burger.
Yeah. Yeah. These are pretty good. I could probably eat more of these.
Yeah, I do. I think these are pretty good.
Now, yeah, both of them are limited edition, which means, yeah, they're not going to be around long and probably won't come back.
So you hurry out and get those.
Yeah. I would recommend the burger, the Sizzlin' Summer Burger, definitely over the lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade, not the biggest fan of lemonade. Mm-hmm. Which is surprising. I was thinking that would be the surprise hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, man.
I am surprised.
Why is Google surprised?
I don't know. I don't know why she's talking to me.
Well, you want to move into what we were watching?
We've got a lot of stuff. It's been a long time since we met. I've seen a lot of movies, and there's been a lot going on. I don't know if you want to start or you want me to start.
I'll go through mine quickly. So mine were actually on the list for the last time we were supposed to get together. I had finished watching both of them.
And you haven't watched anything since?
Not a whole lot, honestly, because I didn't have access on my road trip, and then Lori and I haven't watched anything this week. So we finally finished watching all of DTF St. Louis. Did you watch that show?
Did not.
Jason Bateman and what is the guy from Stranger Things? What is his name? Harborough?
David
Harborough.
Yeah.
I would not recommend Harbor. That show.
David Harbour.
Yeah. I would not recommend it.
Oh, yeah?
I thought it was so stupid. It had very corny dialogue in a lot of parts where it's like, who wrote this? And why would it... No one would actually talk like this in real life. And the chemistry just felt really weird, even though it was supposed to be like... There was supposed to be a closeness between the characters that was awkward, but I mean, this, I don't want to ruin anything, but of course, I just said I wouldn't recommend it, so I may as well ruin it. But
don't see this. I don't want to ruin it for you, though.
I wouldn't waste my time with it. So Lori loves Jason Bateman. He's fine. I don't like hate him by any means, but.
You're more of a Hogan Family type of fan.
early era Jason Bateman, his later stuff. But she really likes him, and when we watched it, I don't know. Rooster, on the other hand, have you heard of this one?
Okay, explain. It sounds familiar.
That
like
is,
I should know what it is.
It's Steve Carell.
Oh, okay.
It's HBO show.
I started watching. I got like about 15 minutes into it.
Okay.
And I was like... This is boring.
Really? I can see that. We gave it a shot. We watched the first couple episodes because they're like 20-something minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of, you know, like character build and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
I didn't let it.
I
didn't give it a chance. That's my fault.
It reminded me of, it had a similar feel of Shrinking, which I know you haven't watched that show either. But, you know, just kind of like. Awkward family dynamics and things like that. And I liked it. It had a lot of recognizable people in it. And we really enjoyed it. We kind of binged watched that one over 3 or 4 days because it was, you know, one of those shows where it's like 25 minutes per episode. And there's another season coming, but it's probably like 2 or 3 years from
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Apple
a lot,
TV show, I think.
No, that was HBO.
Oh, that was HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it another chance, but it was one of those I started, and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I need it to hit me right away, but then there's
short attention span.
There's so many shows that I recommend to people that I'm like, all right, now season one, you're going to be bored to tears. But yeah. After that, oh my gosh, it's amazing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you've recommended some, and what's his name? The guy from Friendship.
Man, what was the name of that show? The Chair Company. Yeah.
Yeah. That one was off the wall, man.
I really liked that. And
I liked it a lot too.
I didn't like the way it ended, though.
No, I hated the ending.
And I don't know if they'll make another season, but.
Yeah. That one was great. But yeah. Then the other one that you recommended,
you didn't like Severance.
Severance, yeah. That's,
you got like two episodes.
We didn't get very far. Lori's like, yeah, I'm done with this one.
Man, it's so good. And she liked Lost, so I would think that.
That's a long time ago, yeah. Other than that, as far as things that we're into, I did buy my tickets for Spider-Man today for the 31st.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I don't normally do that.
I didn't get the invite. Huh.
No. Well, you can. I think there was one seat left next to us on the edge in the theater here in town, and you can go to the matinee with us on a day date if you'd like.
I don't want to ruin anyone's plans or anything. But
well, and the reason why I was like, man, I really want to see this movie, and if we procrastinate, I won't see it. It'll be just like one of those things where like, I should have went, and I'll be trying to watch it at home or something. And I'm like, why not go see the. Probably this should be the highest grossing movie of the summer, I would imagine. No, Toy Story probably would be.
Toy Story 5, yeah, but I don't know, Spider-Man close second.
Yeah. And we haven't seen Toy Story 5, so you went to go see that?
We saw that. I've seen a lot of movies in the theater. Toy Story 5.
I didn't get the invite.
Yeah, I know. It was Toy Story 5, really good. I really recommend it. I had the whole, after the original trilogy, the first three, I was like, why are they making a fourth one? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fourth isn't like my favorite one, the fourth movie. But when coming into this one, I didn't have that. I was already over that, that they're going to keep making these until Tim Allen and Tom Hanks are dead,
I guess. Can't talk anymore or whatever, yeah.
Although... there's been so many characters that have died off, and they still continue on. With
oh, really?
Voice actor, different voice actors, or whatever.
Similar voices.
Don Rickles died before the fourth one, and I think they used a bunch of pieces of his dialogue for his talking. But the fifth one, they had to get someone to do his voice, Jim Varney, who does Slinky Dog.
Yeah, he died a long time ago.
I think he may have died even before the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a few. And Mrs. Potato Head, I always forget her name. It's George's mom on Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah. What about the guy from Cheers? Is he still alive? What is he? What?
Oh, yeah, John Ratzenberger.
Yeah, Ratzenberger.
He's... And that's a pick. He's in every Pixar movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a voice. He's like their good luck charm. So
really?
He plays a voice in every Pixar movie.
Never knew that. But he's still alive and doing okay, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
So, anyway, good movie. Great. Kids enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it. Supergirl, I saw that. Not so great movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping for something better. It was just kind of, there was a lot of just, I don't know. It wasn't that the actress who played Supergirl was bad. She played it really well. It just was not a fun. It wasn't a good movie.
Did it not feel like the latest Superman movie? Like
no, it wasn't as good as Superman, no.
That was a good movie, though, right? The latest Superman, which she was in it for a minute.
Yeah. And the part of the reason, too, is there was so much, like, are they just trying to please James Gunn? Like, he's James Gunn didn't have anything to do with this. I thought he actually helped write it, but apparently he didn't. But there were so many like Guardians of the Galaxy type things in this, and that's fine. I love those movies, but she's carrying around a Walkman with her the whole time and things like that. Like, I don't know. So
it looks like she's going to be in Man of Tomorrow, which is another Superman movie coming next year.
And Supergirl, I think it comes out in 2 days on digital. So that's how bad it literally like 30 days and it's already out on digital. Moana, we saw with the kids and all them loved it. I, on the other hand, is like, this is just the exact same. They didn't change a thing.
Really?
It's just a live action version. It was almost if they said, they told AI, could you take this movie and turn it into a live action movie and don't change anything, even dialogue, even jokes, don't change a damn thing.
So this is the live action is, it has The Rock in it, but wasn't he?
The Rock was the voice of Maui and he plays Maui in it and he's got the stupidest wig.
Yeah,
the girl who plays Moana, she her natural hair looks exactly like Moana's, but they didn't make her hair like that. They did like such a lot of dumb things.
So is she the voice in the cartoon and she's the actor?
No.
Oh, but that's the case for The Rock, right?
For The Rock, yeah. For Dwayne Johnson. So anyway, Moana, it's fine.
Kids liked it, you said?
Kids liked it. Molly liked it. Greg had his own grumpiness. Mandalorian and Grogu, I just recently watched because it came out on digital. I didn't get to the theater to see it. However, if you enjoyed the Mandalorian show on Disney Plus, this, it's good. I wouldn't say it's anything like big or huge or anything. It's more of if they took 5 episodes of Mandalorian and put them into one thing. And
so when you say came out on digital, it's on Disney Plus. Is that what you mean? Or did you have to rent it or something?
You can rent it. Or
you can't borrow it. You can't. It's not on Disney Plus yet.
Not on Disney Plus yet.
Oh, speaking of Disney Plus, going back to the Spider-Man, would you... So I have some time available this week because Lori's going to be... Her and Lexi are going on a trip to South Carolina. I was thinking about going back and watching some of the Spider-Man movies. I think they're available on Disney Plus, right?
They should be. What, if not, you know where. they definitely... I would definitely watch the last one.
Yeah. I wanted to watch a couple of them, though, just to kind of like... Because I know there's... This will be the fourth.
Yeah.
Standalone ones. And then he's had some appearances in some other ones.
Yeah, he was in... Well, obviously all the
Avengers
movies and Civil War, all that. But
yeah, which I saw all those. It's just been so. I didn't realize it's been nearly 5 years, or maybe over 5 years since the last Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, that's wild.
And that was the one with Doctor Strange, and he did the memory wipe spell.
Yeah,
so no one knows that he's Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm. And there's gonna be like more with him in it, I think they're talking, right? With Tom Holland?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I saw something today. It was a YouTube video I was watching where a guy was talking about, you know, just the evolution of Spider-Man, and they were saying that there was still some thought. Well, it was an older video, but they were saying there was still some thought of having another Spider-Man movie with
Tom Holland. I know you're talking about The Amazing Spider-Man.
Tip of my tongue, yeah. But that was a long time ago that he was... Is there still like an option for that?
Andrew Garfield.
Garfield, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean...
That's weird.
Guess he'd do that.
Huh. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, yeah.
No, you're fine. I would definitely recommend at least seeing the last one so you get caught up on that. There was, have you seen The Punisher and all that? I mean,
I haven't watched that new one yet.
That Punisher one-off It's like a one-off movie.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's movie length.
Yeah, you said it was like not even 90 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot of, not a lot of talking and a lot of violence.
But does that have anything, you think that that'll kind of some way tie in because the Punisher's in this Spider-Man movie?
Maybe.
You just don't know.
I don't know because it kind of just ends and I don't know. We'll see.
It feels like those two characters shouldn't be in the same universe.
Yeah, I know, because
Spider-Man's not
he has like
vicious,
the no kill type Punisher kills anyone. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's why there's R-rated Punisher movies and not Spider-Man. Yeah. The same with what is it, like Deadpool and Wolverine. They're all. They don't care. They're going to kill people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
But speaking of all this superhero stuff, did you see the Avengers Doomsday trailer?
I did, yeah. You shared it with me.
I don't know. To me, it looks amazing. I can't wait. But it has a lot of different characters in it.
Yeah. And then they're going to be, speaking of Wolverine, they're going to be pulling in some of those characters, right?
Yeah, you got the Fox X-Men, and then you have, it's essentially like three universes about ready to collide.
Weird.
That's an incursion.
Huh.
So you got the Fantastic Four, you have all the X-Men from Fox, the Fox era X-Men, and then you have the MCU that we know.
Yeah, because I saw, gosh, what is his name? And I didn't even realize he was still alive. Honestly, he's pretty old.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart, yeah.
And what's his name who plays Magneto?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, and it had Paul Rudd in it, too. I didn't even notice that the first time I watched it. Yeah, there's a lot of characters there. And
Ian McKellen.
So December 18th is my wedding anniversary. I wonder if Lori's going to be down for that. She might be. I don't know.
Let's go see the new Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. They have been talking about this trailer forever.
This is, so the end here, I don't think this is a spoiler by any means, but this is Captain America, right?
Yes. So
Chris Evans.
There's a lot of, and also, if you notice, when there's a person looking at Loki's ID, he's got a wedding ring on, so it's not Loki that's...
Oh, I would not have caught that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They think that's Captain America, too. I
thought he died. Or, no, he
got old. Yeah. So maybe he traveled back and... I don't know.
It's impossible.
Yeah, and I don't even know if that's the same scene, too.
Right, yeah.
Like, is he saying that's impossible to seeing him, or is he saying it to something else? Because there's also, I don't know if you know this, Dr. Doom's the big bad guy in this movie, and Robert Downey Jr. is playing him.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that
so
a long time ago.
So could it be that he's seeing, I mean... That would be something to go, oh, that's impossible, you know, seeing his Tony Stark's face on this guy, you know.
Huh. That's interesting.
But
they'll figure out a way to tie that together, because that is really weird.
Yeah, the way that trailers love to trick you with things like that, where it's not really what it seems.
Yeah.
So, yeah, excited about
that's
that.
Cool. Yeah, I thought they were going to be done with Avengers movies.
Yeah, right.
I really thought that was over after, was it Infinity War or whatever?
I think, they already announced Secret Wars, Avengers Secret Wars, which will be like kind of, you know how Infinity War went into Endgame?
Or Endgame,
It'll be kind of the same with this.
Really?
And then they'll probably start X-Men in the MCU, so it'll... Yeah, that's apparently one of the X-Men are in the new Spider-Man movie, too.
Hmm.
So.
And what's his name said he didn't want to do Wolverine anymore, right?
Oh, yeah. He even says that was a stupid thing to
to say.
Was, yeah, because Ryan Reynolds got him back for Deadpool and Wolverine, and
yeah, right.
I think he'll I think he has too much fun playing him. I don't think you can throw money at him anymore because he's.
Yeah.
It's a guy who has plenty of money. It's not like
they all do, I'm sure.
It's just you gotta put in an environment where he just enjoys it.
Yeah, true.
Did you hear this show, Life, Larry, and the Pursuit of Unhappiness?
No.
So do you remember that show, Drunk History?
Oh, I know what this is. Yeah, this is Larry David, right?
So Larry David has a show on HBO where he takes pieces of history, and it's like an exaggerated, goofy version of what happened.
Yeah, I've seen clips of it.
There is one where it's like Lewis and Clark. And Larry's playing, I don't know which one, Lewis, say, and he goes home to his wife. He goes, "Oh, you're finally home." He goes, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, Jefferson wants me to take a 2-year trip to explore the new thing."
Yeah.
He's like, "What? You just got back. You're not going to do that?" He goes, "Yeah." And he wants me to take Clark with him. He picked your best friend to go with you on this. I'm like, this is going to be so great. Me and my best friend is hunting and fishing and having a good time. But they had to tell their wives that they were going.
That's funny.
And Jerry Seinfeld played.
Yeah.
Played Clark. So yeah, there's a lot of those like that. There was one with the White Wright brothers, and there was a third Wright brother, and they go, "You sit in the middle." He goes, "Oh, there's a problem with the flight." He goes, "Well, what do we do here? He goes, "Well, can we get up and go?" "No, no, no. We sit here until he fixes it."
Yeah.
"We just sit on the tarmac here until..."
Yeah.
"He goes, we just sit right here." He goes, "I'm hungry. What do we got to eat?" He goes, "Yeah, I got these peanuts." It's pretty funny. I liked it.
Looks like the Obamas are in it.
They I don't know if they produce it or whatever, but I don't know how much they really have to do with it. It was kind of an intro, but some of them are funnier than others, but I also Stuart, I told you about this recently. Stuart fails to save the universe, which is like a Big Bang spinoff, which no one really expected. I actually watched episode one. It's out, and surprisingly, it's not too. It's pretty good, actually. I'm kind of. It's very. It's gonna be. You know how. You've seen Shaun of the Dead, right?
Yeah.
How it's kind of goofy, but in a way, it's serious of what they're going through.
Yeah.
I'd say it's kind of like that, but. I feel it's going to be week to week. They're in a different, like, universe. So the premise is there's a machine that the Leonard and Sheldon made at some point, and it screwed up the universe, so they got to go and fix it. Well, like, at the end of this episode, spoiler, they end up... You kind of get this from the trailer. They end up somewhere else, and that kind of ends there. They're like, "Oh, this looks great," or whatever. Well, but then at the end, it pulls back, and you see, oh, it's not great. You know.
Do you know if any of the other Big Bang characters are in it?
I don't know. One of them was in it. Well, no, there's a few. I don't know if they'll be in it for the long haul or whatever. But I was okay with it. It's not. It's far from the
Big Bang.
The Big Bang show, but I think it's not too bad. I kind of enjoyed it, and I probably will watch the next one. So,
is that on CBS or
that's an HBO Max show?
Okay.
And then another thing, I started watching a little bit. My hairdresser.
Hairdresser?
Yeah, my hairdresser. What do you call it? She gives me a haircut. And she colors Molly's hair, too. So, she...
You're not supposed to say that about your wife, by the way. That she gets her hair colored.
all women do that. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm just making that up. I don't know.
So, anyway, now you got me trying
some
to figure
show your hairdresser recommended.
The Hawk with Will Ferrell. It's a new series on
I've seen
Netflix.
Him making the rounds, but I have no idea. He's a golfer, right?
He's a golfer. I started watching a little bit of it, and Jenny, the hairdresser, she explained, she goes, it's got that Eastbound and Down vibe. And I don't know if you ever watched that with Danny McBride, where he's a baseball player that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, that was, it was kind of that dark, weird humor. Anyway, I started watching a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I'm already knowing I'm going to enjoy this. So
yeah.
I bet. I ought to ask Molly if she wants to watch it too, but
okay.
I don't know.
What's that on? Do you know?
That's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. That's my reason to watch that stupid streaming service that I paid $25 a month for.
Yeah, I know.
Never ever turn on.
That's the thing. I feel I don't turn it on very often. Look at her over there.
Yeah. Gosh, she looks comfortable.
I know.
Yeah, I ought to check that out. I thought it was going to be, I mean, anything with Will Ferrell is usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Every time I think he's like at a point where he's retired or something, he comes out with something else. He always, it's always kind of a surprise that he has something new.
Yeah.
To me anyway. Oh boy, the kids are having fun.
I would yell at them, but you know, I never yell at my kids.
No.
That's not something I do.
No. Well, hey, you want to talk about Shop Talk before we wrap up here?
Sure, let's.
So I talked about having that hiatus there, or we've had our hiatus here, and I had that road trip.
I've had a long hiatus with the how to fix it. I apologize.
No,
I'm terrible.
I'm referring to I did not work on this house because I was gone for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, but. I had some days before and days after. Anyway, I went back to this house and I thought, I was like, man, I haven't mowed the grass in 3 weeks. It's probably going to be pretty tall. This grass was over 2 feet tall
in
the backyard. And I did not intend to make this video, but I'm like, this is kind of funny, like how freaking tall this grass is. So
those grass cutting videos make lots of views.
I'm trying to figure out like a good title and a good thumbnail. I threw some stuff together this morning. It was really easy to record. And edit. So I have it scheduled to come out tomorrow. We'll see how it does. But it was fun. It was not a video I was intending to make, but that. And then before I went on my trip, I did some like preventative maintenance to my truck. And I filmed a video doing that. Some of it was just basic stuff like oil change. Other things were I had to replace my front headlight assemblies because they were leaking. Yeah. They had water in them. And then I did not do a great job on the trip.
I hope that people
can't,
people
hear,
can't
that.
Hear that.
But
hey,
I
Peter. Okay, never mind.
Screaming.
Lots
well,
of
it's,
screaming.
It's good. It's they're having a good time.
It's they're having a good time. Sounds like it.
Anyway, I did some maintenance on my truck. Took it on the road trip. I had my check engine light come on at one point. And then when I got home, I parked
all
it.
I hear is screaming and shouting in the background.
Should we wrap up here?
No, go ahead.
So that's kind of where I'm at. That might be a video I release. And then that electrical work on that house, I'm still working on editing all that footage that I've done. So you're still in the same
Oh, I'm the same. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm definitely not doing my part, but I find it funny. Like I found like an SD card.
Oh yeah.
And I was able to find like old videos of us, working on my bathroom at my old house. This is gotta be, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And us working on that, I saw this video of me, I guess, I don't remember if this worked or not. I had like this concoction to remove armpit stains on these polo shirts I had.
Yeah.
And I think it was like different things I added together and I put in the wash, but there's no video after, and I don't remember. I have no idea, and I'm thinking it mustn't have worked out. So
I think part of the problem was, and I told you whenever you said, hey, I got all this random footage, why did we not finish this stuff? And I said, well, we do a lot of things half-assed. But I think even back then, the accessibility of space to record stuff on was kind of limited. So you said it was an SD drive, but I don't know that we had, like, we would film stuff and we'd try to be, like, careful about not filming too much because we didn't have a lot of space.
Which is weird. I had the camera sitting for 25 minutes of us working in the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was literally us just laying down the bottom hardy board. Isn't that what it's called? Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm wrong then. And then the other thing I thought of was that editing was kind of a pain back then.
Oh, yeah. It would take forever. You'd do it, and then it'd take forever for it to process all... I don't know.
And now I... Especially with this laptop, man, it is such a breeze to edit. It's super fast. And transferring files and all that stuff is way faster than... And I never made the investment to go, okay, I'm going to get a more powerful computer or a more larger hard drive or any of those kinds of things. And that was my own fault because I think I got just tired of trying to fight with technology that I would give up a lot of times.
Yeah. But it's... I found so many different like videos of us. There was some of us brewing beer that I think I sent you that the other day. Mm-hmm. I said that we did this pineapple ale.
Yeah.
And I have the entirety of us brewing it before we even get, because I think we posted, several years ago, we posted us adding a pineapple to the ale. But there's also a video of us checking on the bourbon bacon ale or whatever too.
Oh yeah. I remember that. Oh, here's the Dole pineapple is what you were putting there in 2015. Yeah, that didn't turn out so great, did it?
I didn't think that was too bad.
Really?
I think.
Oh, the cucumber Kolsch was maybe
that was
That didn't turn out too good.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I can't grow a cucumber to save my life anymore. The old house, they grew like crazy. I had no problem. This, I can't get them to grow.
I gave up on my garden this year.
I mean,
especially with me being gone for 2 weeks, it dried up, and it's not a good spot anyway. Yours doing okay?
They're fine. I could tell I have a garden. You know, there's a garden area that kind of stays shady, yet there is sunlight that is thriving.
Yeah.
Because I guess, you know, obviously, like tomato plants and stuff, they love the humidity, but the sun just kills them. So I have like three on the deck, and they're fine because I water them every day or whatever, but they are not as good as anything down there. And my garden that gets almost full sun, same way. They're not doing that great.
And you have water timers too,
I
right?
do, yeah, but
so definitely not an issue with water. It's
no
more it, the heat and the
and you can't water. I mean, how many times are you gonna water a day?
Yeah, it's definitely just a heat issue. Heat and
too much sun.
Sun, yeah. I wonder if you could do like the garden centers have. Yeah, well, like at Lowe's, you know how they have like a just, I don't know what it is. There's the full sun plants, and then there's the ones that are like partial shade in it. They have like the roof structure over it, but it's kind of like a mesh material.
Oh, yeah. That probably would work.
Just enough shade. Like it's, what do they call that? It's kind of like partial sunlight or something like that.
Yeah. But all my, you can tell the ones that I bought as plants, I've got a lot of tomatoes from those. The seed ones are taking a little longer, but they are growing. I do have a bunch of green ones, so they are coming along. It just took longer.
That's good. Mine is just I need to move it to a spot in the yard that it's going to be like on the ground, because having the one that's I think up, you know, standing up on four legs with air circulation all around, there's just it dries out way too fast, and it's in full sun all day long. And I think, like you said, I used to be really successful on the side of my house with my garden, because I think it got a lot of afternoon shade, and that just they definitely don't like all day shade or sun. I mean,
yeah.
Well, that's been a long one. I think we're over an hour and a half, as per usual.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, because apparently I can't. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't press the record button.
Can't push buttons.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's been fun, and I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
I've even got a snack for next week. Probably a beer as well.
I can't make it next week.
You can't make it next week.
I'm kidding. Well, next week, I have the movie, the Spider-Man movie, but it's not till like 3:45.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can make it next week. It's fine.
Well, you're having a day date. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll go to dinner after the movie or something.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. We'll see you next time.